What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Okay, hey girl, hey, welcome to another episode of my weekly podcast, Taste of Taylor. I'm your host, Taylor Strecker, and today is the continuation of my podcast from last week with Stassi Schroeder. Hey, Stassi, hey girl, hey.
Sup, motherfucker.
So Stassi and I are doing a podcast swap, but hers came out last Friday, and then mine is out like about a week later. That's just how we do, boo, in these times of need and desperation.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
Stassi and I are going to be doing a lot of podcasts together.
Yep. Get ready.
Taylor was like, I was like, Stassi's going to be this day. And Tay was like, because my girlfriend, also named Taylor, she's my editor. And she was like, you just had Stassi on. And I was like, well, don't tell me what to do, woman. I mean,
sorry, we have to do what we can do. It's really hard to like have more professional guests and shit like that, or like go use other people when like we're quarantined. It's really hard. And we were doing podcasts together because we were on tour together. And now you're the only other person I know that knows how to do this Zoom weird thing. So, so tough shit. It's like my podcast is going to be me, you, Bo. That's it again.
I asked my Tay to be on one with me, and she was like, oh, no. She, like, hates doing it with me. It's the worst. Like, I could really use her to, like, step it up like Bo, you know?
And just, get her,
like,
just really, get her like, drunk. Just get her wasted.
Yeah. She's not. It's just not her jam.
It's you know what? I disagree. Yesterday, when we were having our double date via Zoom, which was so fucking fun, Taylor, I was like, Taylor Donahue, I was like, you should be a podcast host.
I said that
because she was dominating, not dominating, that's it. She was steering the boat, that she was steering the ship, asking the questions. She had like everything ready to go, and I'm like, oh, this, I can just sit back and
you
relax.
Know what the thing is, Tay is the captain of fun. Okay,
yeah.
So it's like, you know, she was the captain of her lacrosse team in college.
Lesbian.
And so I feel like she always has that kind of like, I'm a leader. Team mentality. And so when she's around friends, she's like thriving, and she wants to, you know, she wants to have fun and play games and have everything. Like, she literally had like riddles and questions set up.
Yeah,
I've never seen her prepare so much for anything in our entire life.
I love it. I loved it.
It must be the quarantine. Anyway, so yeah, so that was so fun last night. I know, and she was queen of fun. So yeah, I'll remind her of that and tell her she's got to, you know, bring that energy.
Do a podcast where you ask those questions again. Do an episode where you debate those questions.
And I will let Taylor lead the podcast.
Yes.
Oh my God, you is a genius, Stassi Schroeder.
Sometimes, you know.
Well, we'll do that podcast if Tay and I are still together by the end of this quarantine. So I feel like every couple now is getting to a point where they're ready to, you know, slightly kill each other. It's the quarantine fight. You know, you're starting to fight over like the dumb shit that you fight over with like a roommate, right?
Yeah.
Like your college roommate, because that's like when you spent like abnormal amounts of time with people.
Yeah.
Which is where we all are now. So like, what's the dumbest fight that you and Bo have gotten into since the pandemic began?
I don't think it's been like there hasn't been like a fight.
Fine, like a bickerment.
It's just not cleaning up things. Like
Bo told me you don't vacuum.
No, Bo like does like the deep cleaning, or he thinks he does because he vacuums. So it's literally it. Okay. But like, I feel like I'm constantly picking shit up everywhere. And like, that's been annoying. But that's not really what we're bickering about. I think I'm, like I said in my podcast, I think I'm just like insecure about the way I'm handling quarantine, and that's making me on edge, which is then making
baby
me
girl,
like,
there ain't no right or wrong way to handle quarantine
with him. I
if
think
you want to smoke weed through it, smoke weed through it. If you want to drink through it, drink through it. If you want to cry through it, cry through it. If you even want to smoke the meth and lose all your toofs like Tiger King's ex-husband, you can do that too. We're going to talk about that in a little bit, but not right now.
Oh my God. Can we, you know what I just thought of, because I was thinking, it was like, what have Bo and I been doing? Do you know what our greatest joy is every day? Okay.
What?
Peter Madrigal from Vanderpump Rules goes live.
Boyfriend?
Okay. We dated literally like 12 years ago for 3 months. Okay.
Sorry.
Shut the fuck
I
up.
Just literally every time I see him, I'm like,
I don't even associate. Like, I forget that. Like, I don't even like, it's okay. I did this to myself, but he goes live on Instagram every day and adds in like strangers, like people in just like to have a conversation, and he calls it like his happy hour or whatever. So he's always drinking tequila or red wine or something. And there have been these group of like teenage boys that have been punking him, and Peter will be like, all right, I'm going to talk to Nicole in Pennsylvania. And then all of a sudden it's like a teenage boy, and they'll like start showing him porn. Or they'll be like, you're a pervert, you asked to see my sister's titties and she's only 17. And they just like go rogue on Peter's Instagram story, and it is so fucking satisfying to watch. And then
so
Peter, hold on, and then Peter goes, I should have been talking about this on my podcast, I'm a fucking idiot. And then Peter goes, I've already reported you, I've contacted your principal. If everyone else can go and contact their principal, and he like gives the principal's names, like he's like, I found.
Is he serious?
He's serious. He's like, it's a Catholic school. He gives details. It's a Catholic school. I've contacted the principal. Let them know that they're being really inappropriate. Like, it is gold. It's gold. It's so funny.
And he's the absolutely not in on the joke. Like,
no, not at all.
Laughing at
no, not at all. He gets so pissed that they're doing that to him, which makes it so much better. Like, I've thought about texting him being like, never stop. Like, allow these kids to punk you. It's so fucking funny. But like, I can't text him that because he's going to be like, no, it's so fucked up. Like, I've contacted their principal.
I take being a groomsman very seriously.
Yeah.
I mean, like, that's who he is, you know? Yeah. He's such an earnest guy.
You need to go and follow him and go look at his
lives. I'm going
to. Yeah.
I'm absolutely going to. That is the fucking best thing in the entire
world.
And
like, what teenage boys are following Peter?
That was my question.
Why? Like,
so my question was, how do these boys know who Peter is,
know
to follow him? And then like, because are they watching Vanderpump?
I don't think so. I don't think teenagers.
Or did they just like randomly stumble upon him and they were like, who's this pirate?
Yeah, that's the only, I don't know. I need to know how they found out about Peter, because like,
were their sisters following?
Maybe.
Like, maybe their moms are watching Vanderpump? Like, I'm being dead ass.
Maybe their sister or mom like tried to get through on Peter's Instagram live or something, and then they noticed it, and then I don't know, but it's they're Catholic kids gone wild. Peter says.
Kids these days, yeah, these youngsters, they're having the hardest time ever, because, and I get it, like, think about when you were in high school, all you want to do is be with your friends and your like, significant
Taylor,
other.
I went through this. I've been quarantined before. I was in Hurricane Katrina, so
maybe
I had like a little practice. You'd think I'd be better at it, but
maybe you're having PTSD.
It's not like we weren't quarantined, like where you couldn't leave your house, but like I was displaced and couldn't go to school and couldn't be normal. So like it almost felt like quarantine. You know what I mean?
But like, you know, all these college kids are getting all this heat for like going on spring break. And that was really fucking stupid, and they shouldn't have done it.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, like when you were in college and high school, what was the number one punishment that your parents would do to you? Ground you away from everybody.
I've never been
grounded.
They're
being grounded, but Oh, you're such a nerd.
I've never did anything wrong in high school. Or...
I was grounded my entire junior year of high school. Every time I would get off grounding, I would go out that night and get myself drunk and grounded again. It was the fucking worst. I got grounded in college. My parents found out I was lying and dating a boy I said I had broken up with for an entire year. But by the time they found out, I truly broke up with him. But then, of course, they didn't trust me. So they said, when you come home for Christmas, you're grounded. So
I'd be like, then I'm not coming home for Christmas.
I had to. I was a poor college kid. So I came home and then they gave my car away to a church. Oh,
rude.
Rude. So, and then I was grounded that summer too. My parents, man, who fucking grounds their kids when they're in college? Doesn't this explain so much about me?
Yeah, it really does. You're a psycho, and now I know why.
Wait. Back to Peter, and just in general, who do you think in the Vanderpump cast is winning quarantining, and who's losing? Just judging by social media and like your conversations.
I feel like we're all, God, that's hard, losing and winning. I would say like Brittany and Jax are winning
the best.
I think Brittany and Jax are winning because they're in their element. Like they love being around each other, watching the same shows, eating Brittany's homemade food. Like she knows how to cook very well. So it's like they're fine. You know what I mean? I don't feel like there's any depression there.
Like, yeah, they're literally like, what's different?
Yeah, I think that they're enjoying that. They're totally okay. So I'd say they're winning. I would say, you know, who's losing? I would say Lala and Randall. Randall just told me yesterday, it was his birthday yesterday, and he was so upset he couldn't like do a party like and do something. And he's like, me and Lala, we're renting an RV and we're going to just be alone and we're going to travel the country. So, and I'm like, you're telling me your Beverly Hills mansion isn't good enough? Like what? Like you have the sickest house ever. You have a pool.
Who would want to leave a mansion?
I know.
I bet they could find some people in a double wide who'd trade.
Yeah, I know.
Right now.
I mean, it does sound kind of fun. Bo and I, for a second, were like, should we do that? And I'm like, I don't know the first thing about RVing. No, that seems...
First of all, you have to have like a special RV license.
I don't know.
Drive an RV.
I'm sure Randall does have an RV license. He has everything. I'm sure he's a pilot too. I don't know. A captain.
I'm sure he's a pilot too.
But so I would say they're losing because Randall's going like stir crazy a little bit. So clearly. But I mean, they're fine.
Randall's like, you know what I want to do, Lala? Lala's like, what, babe? And he's like, I want to do the Road Rules Challenge. You in? And she's like, totes, I'm bored as shit.
Yeah.
There's just so much space in our home.
They're about to win quarantining. I don't know who else is losing. I'm not seeing.
What do you think Sheena's doing? What's Sheena doing right now?
Sheena's winning.
I take back
Jax and Brittany. Sheena bought a house in Palm Springs a year ago. So she's in Palm Springs with her boyfriend, I think. And she has a pool and it's hot there. So like, and there's no one around. So she has this house and a pool and she just gets to like go on permanent vacation. So like, I'd say Sheena's winning, actually. She's winning quarantining.
Sheena's winning.
Yeah.
I think Taylor and I are winning. We've gotten to a few little spats here and there over like who gets what space, like when for business calls and like recordings and stuff. Yeah. She thinks she gets the whole apartment and that I have to go into a cubby that she just sticks me in. I will not be caged. She is the Joe Exotic to my freedom.
Joe Exotic to your freedom.
She's Carol Baskin. When she's in control over our home, she pretends like she's being nice and that we live in a sanctuary. But really, that bitch puts me in a cage when nobody's looking.
Totally.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel you.
But like we get in fights over like I get mad about the dishes. She gets mad that I'm loud, which is, you know, fair.
You know what makes me mad? But when we get Amazon packages and it's like something to like to use for the house or like for the dogs, and he'll like, I'll be on the couch watching Roni and then he'll like toss something at me. Like yesterday it was like dog nail clippers. He's like, why don't you look up a YouTube video and like learn how to cut the dog's nails? And I'm like, because that sounds boring. Like, so when he like gives me tasks, I'm like, stop trying to give me tasks. You just keep coming in here and throwing shit at me. Like, I don't want a task right now. That's annoying.
You know what? Thank God we're working, because the truth is, if we weren't so busy with work, I honestly don't know what, like, we would be killing each other.
Just so, like, that the audience knows, you and Taylor working, being busy.
Yes.
Me and Bo, not so much. So,
well, I think that we're a rarity. I think most people are not working as much as usual, which is, it makes sense. I mean, you know, working from home is like 50% working, if you're even able to work.
Well, no, I started freaking out because I don't know if you saw that I'm a part of the Do Your Part Challenge. So
I did. I saw that.
So I've been going through like emails and sending people things, like whether they're Visa gift cards or like printers and things that people need, like, because there are so many people homeschooling their kids and they're like, I don't have a printer to like print out my kids' like homework and the things that they're supposed to be doing. I don't even have a printer. So like, I get that. And I've been sending things out to people. And then finally I was like, wait a second. My tour got canceled. I mean, postponed for a year, but that, to me, that's canceled because I was counting on that income. I have no idea when we're going to start Vanderpump Rules again.
But just to be
now, clear, I might run out of money. I'm like, I don't know how much more I can help people. I'm like, I'm scared. I might have to sell my house.
Just to be clear, the tour is postponed because people are DMing me and asking me. And I'm like, and I know you say it feels canceled because we have to wait an entire year. And also, can I say this? Like a little news flash. Can I say it?
I don't know what you're going to say, so may as well.
Well, I'm just going to say it. We were, because you said this to me yesterday and I thought it was poignant. We were planning on going back on the road in January 2021. We were. Like,
we were already planning. Yeah, we were already. No, not even in November. Remember, I said, let's go to Australia. Oh, yeah. Let's do the UK. Let's do that in November and December, because I was going to take 2 months off to be a married couple. And I was like, you know what? I don't need that. I need to like keep working while people still care. Like,
she was like, fuck that global domination.
Yes.
Like, literally.
So I was already planning on just like going right back on tour after my wedding. So I'm like, this feels like it's canceled because I was already planning on going back out and doing it again anyway. So like,
yeah,
I have to wait a year. Like, that's,
so I get why in your mind, and also coming from like a fiscal standpoint, you're like, yeah, it's canceled because we were going to be doing that anyway. So we just lost all this other tour. But for those people that bought tickets, it is postponed.
Yeah, like, just postponed.
They're still going to be able to come.
Yeah. It's see, like, you in 2025, guys.
It's like when I bought tickets to my first Britney Spears concert, and then she fell in love with Kevin Federline, and then she pretended to have a knee injury. I was so fucking pissed at her. And then she canceled her show, and then they were like, it's postponed. And then she just like shaved her head and like went crazy on paparazzi with an umbrella, and like she never fucking came back again. And I bought a decoupage Britney Spears like tabloid cutout purse that I was going to wear to the concert.
Oh my God. I'm actually here for this. I am here. I love a theme. So like, I'm here for it.
I want to be clear. I didn't seek the bag out. The bag found me.
Okay.
And when I found the bag and I knew I was going to the Britney concert, I was like, this is beshert. Like, this is blessed. Like, I must have this purse. And I knew it was hideous and ugly and cheap and crappy, but I thought it was so fucking funny, even though I was like 50% joking and 50% serious.
Yeah.
And then she canceled right before. I was fucking heartbroken. That bitch never came back. But Taylor and I bought tickets to go see Janet Jackson like 3 years ago. And she got pregnant when she was like 57 years old.
Yeah, I remember that.
So she postponed, but that bitch ended up coming back. And we saw that concert and it fucking rocked. It was so good. Oh, speaking of, wait.
What?
We have to talk, because when did I go? Oh, yeah, it was. So we were in Bensalem, Pennsylvania when we found out that the tour was, at least a portion of it, was going to be postponed or canceled.
Yeah. I was literally putting on my glitter eyeshadow, like ready to go, like getting ready to go to the meet and greet.
It was like 2.5 weeks ago at this point.
Yeah.
Maybe even more.
No, it was 2 weeks ago. It's Thursday. Wasn't it Thursday or Friday?
By the time this airs, 3 weeks.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, but oh my God. And so we all came back, right? And then, when did I go see Celine Dion's The Greatest Singer on the World?
No, you went before, because that was the day that Bo and I went to the Harry Potter on Broadway, which then like 2 days before they closed Broadway down. And then that freaked me out.
Isn't that nuts?
And I'm like, I thought for sure I was going to have, I thought for sure I was going to have it. I'm like, honestly, I have met all of these people at meet and greets. I was just on a Broadway show. I've been out doing things. I was just on Watch What Happens Live. And then I like find out about Andy Cohen. And
oh
I was
God.
Like,
wait. What was your reaction when you found out about Andy Cohen? So when I heard the Andy news, which was like last Friday, my immediate thought was Darren Karp, because she's one of my co-hosts on my radio show. She's his personal assistant. And I was like, of course, because I'm a selfish bitch, I was like, when was the last time I saw Darren? And then I was like, wait, no, it's fine. And then I was like, well, is Darren fine? So I reached out to her. Then she was fine. And then my second thought was you and Bo, because you were like the last live Watch What Happens
one
Watch
of,
What
we
Happens
were one
Live
of them.
He did.
One of them, yeah. Yeah,
I got, was worried.
No, I got really... That was a dark, that was one of the sad days where I, like, we both were just like, I think just knowing someone who has it, the fact that like we know Andy Cohen and we're just with him and like talking to him about it just made it so real. And it was just, we weren't like, it's not even like really about worrying about ourselves and whether we had it. It was just like, I couldn't imagine what he's going through. And the fact that he has a baby and like now he has to be away from his kid. I'm just like, just, I think about Andy Cohen all the time. It's actually weird. Because I'm like, what is his life like right now that he can't see his son? Like, that must be so hard. I actually DM'd him yesterday that, because I was like, I'm sure you're like inundated with like tons of texts, but just wanted to say like, I'm thinking about you and like, I couldn't imagine what it's like to be separated from your child like that. And I'm sorry. Like,
it's so sad. I mean, so Debbie Mazar. So I do the after show for Younger. Mm-hmm. It's called Getting Younger. And we were supposed to shoot like, I don't know, like 4 days ago.
Yeah.
That got canceled, obviously. But it just came out that Debbie Mazar, who's one of the main characters, she has Corona. And it's just fucking crazy, you know? Yeah. I mean, yeah, when you know somebody, that's when you're like, shit. It just feels scary and eerily close.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, I think I interrupted you. Why is Sheena Shea winning?
Because she bought a house in Palm Springs. So she's in a vacation house with a pool and like warm weather.
Right. Okay. Sorry. I just had a brain fart on that one. speaking of Corona related things, I'm sorry. I have to ask. And I'm asking like because I'm genuinely curious. I don't want to trigger you. But what's happening with the wedding?
Who the fuck knows? Who knows? It's too soon to cancel it.
Yeah, I want to
make that decision because I don't know what the next couple of months will bring. What if in a couple of months it's fine and then I canceled my wedding prematurely? I don't know, but I will tell you this. Bo and I bought our refundable plane tickets already because it's a very affordable time to buy plane tickets to Italy.
Good to know.
So
okay.
We did do that and we made sure they were refundable. So we're like set, but like I don't know, like, and if people don't want to come because like say things are fine by October and we do continue on with the wedding, if people don't want to come, I totally get that. Like, also it saves me money. People don't want to come, so and my tour just got canceled.
But wait,
so
but who would you postponed it got postponed who would you be pissed if they didn't come because they were scared of going to Italy? Don't lie.
I don't think I would be mad. I wouldn't even be mad at you.
Really?
Like if that's a genuine fear and concern, like I can't fucking argue with that. I can't argue with that. Like,
I'll be there. Are you fucking kidding me? I'm scared. No ghost.
I wouldn't be mad at anyone. Literally no one.
Yeah. The only reason I bring it up, I was just doing an episode of Betches Brides and I interviewed a wedding planner who is like dealing with this. So she was giving advice to people like based on like their wedding dates and stuff.
Yeah.
I didn't talk about you specifically, but I said I have a bunch of friends because you're not the only. I mean, we know a bunch of people that are going to get married or plan to get married in Italy this like fall. Your hairstylist, Bradley.
Yeah.
What's he doing?
Well, his was supposed to be in June. So I'm pretty sure the last time I spoke to him was like last week. And he was like, I don't know what the fuck to do. And I'm like,
June's kind of an iffy date. You know, it's like, it could be better by then. And then Heather McMahon she's also getting married in Italy. And I don't know her date, but I'm just thinking about all you guys.
Yeah.
You know?
Lala and Randall had to postpone their wedding. There's just fuck weddings. This is not ideal.
This episode of Taste of Taylor is brought to you by Lola. Girl, Have you heard of Lola? Let me tell you. Lola is a female-founded feminine care brand offering high-quality period and sexual wellness products made with natural ingredients. Did you know that the FDA doesn't require brands to disclose a comprehensive list of ingredients in their feminine care products? Well, Lola thinks women deserve better. And they say, you know what, girl? You need to know exactly what you're putting in your body. And I say, thank you, queen. Some of the more conventional feminine care brands, they've been known to use some ingredients like plastic, rayon, and polyester. Well, Lola, they don't mess around. They think that women deserve to know exactly what they're putting in their bodies, so they list every ingredient on their box. And with Lola, you're not going to get any of those weird, creepy toxins, bizarre dyes, no icky fragrances. No, their period products are made with natural ingredients. Their period products are made with 100% organic cotton. No dyes, no toxins, no synthetic fibers, just a lot of high-quality, natural ingredients that you can feel good about. And my favorite part, they deliver directly to your door. Yes, they have subscriptions that are customizable, so you can choose a mix of the products and absorbencies that you want. And it's super user friendly. Okay, so here's the deal. I have been getting my period now for 20 some odd years, not to age myself. I don't know what's wrong with me, but like whenever I get my period, I'm like, what? You again? No! How did that happen so quickly? And so I am usually running to the drugstore with a self-made toilet paper pad. Don't judge me. You know you've done the same thing. Like desperately praying that they have the right tampons or the tampons that I like or what have you. It's just an uncomfortable situation altogether, if I'm going to be completely honest, okay, in my personal opinion. But with Lola, my period experience has forever changed. So here's the deal with the subscriptions. They're customizable fully for you, whatever you like. So you can choose from tampons. I'm a tampon girl, not to brag. They've got compact plastic applicators, cardboard applicators, no applicators. And my favorite part with the tampons, you can choose a mix of light, regular, super, super plus. And then also if you're a pad girl, and I'm not judging, pad girls and tampon girls, you know what? We can all live in harmony together. But for our pad princesses out there, you've got a mix of day and night pads. They've got ultra thin liners. They've got ultra thin pads with wings. They've got cleansing wipes, people. They've got it all. And the best part, Lola period products are all gynecologist approved, hypoallergenic, and made with 100% cotton. And you can also cater the delivery frequency to like what works for you. Every 4 weeks, every 8 weeks, it's up to you. And it's super easy to modify your order. You can skip a month. You can cancel your subscription at any time. And Lola will always send you a reminder email. This is my favorite part. 2 days before your next order is processed. Truly, it's never been easier to try Lola. So Lola offers 2 trial sets, each feature a mixed assortment of period products for just $5. And when you purchase a trial set, you'll be auto-subscribed to full boxes of both products starting the following month. Lola will then send you a reminder email before your subscription officially starts. So it's totally risk-free and a great way to try the products before making a monthly commitment. So what are you waiting for? Get 30% off your $5 trial set today. Visit mylola.com and enter my promo code TOT30 to redeem your offer. Again, to get 30% off your $5 trial set today, visit mylola.com and enter my promo code TOT30 to redeem your offer. And now to the podcast. Okay, let's talk about something that's gonna make you feel happy again.
Okay.
Taylor Swift and Kim Kardashian fighting.
This is not making me happy again. See, this is,
what do you mean?
I tweeted this. I don't want to choose between them. Like
You have to.
I don't want to. Like I love Taylor Swift. I like Kim Kardashian. I love Kanye West's music. I don't know him personally, so I really don't know how I feel about him as a person because I mean, whatever. I love his music. Okay.
I love his music too. I love his music, but I think he's a shit person.
Well, for going up on stage and doing what he did to Taylor Swift, that already made me think, okay, you're a shit. But
for the rest of his life, he should be kissing her feet and trying to make amends. And all he does is try to make her look bad forever. He's such a dickbag.
Okay, I agree with you. I just don't want to pick sides between Taylor Swift and Kim Kardashian. Granted, I don't know all of the facts.
I do.
So, all right, just tell me the facts. Give me the facts. Give me the cold, hard facts.
4 years ago, right? Okay, so the feud between Taylor and Kanye has been going on since Kanye started it at the fucking VMAs. I know he thought that he was sticking up for Beyonce. I get it, okay? We all thought Beyonce should win, but you just don't do that.
No, and she
young girl, and he was so wrong. And I feel like rather than just accepting responsibility for his bad actions and saying, I fucked up, she was a kid, I'm a man, I shouldn't have done it, he's fucking doubling, tripling, quadrupling down, and he's going to spend the rest of his life trying to justify why when she was like 16 and he came up and ruined her fucking moment on stage, he was right because Taylor Swift is the bad guy.
Okay.
Which is like, Kanye, come on. Okay. So now that
Kim is... leaning towards Taylor Swift right now.
Just a little. So now that Kim is with him, and I get it. When you marry somebody, they become an extension of you.
That's what I mean. I understand Kim having to defend her husband. I get that part of it.
Like, I was married and I didn't even like my husband 50% of the time, and I still defended his ass because you know what it was? If someone's coming for him, they're coming for me. Fuck you. I will destroy you. So yeah. I get that Kim is now protective over Kanye and is kind of like obviously Team Kanye in this weird feud that's never ending with Taylor. So,
right.
4 years ago.
I know this, the video.
Just in case people don't. So Kanye came out with a song called Famous, and he referenced lots of people, and one of them was going to be Taylor Swift. And so I guess they were filming it because Kanye apparently films everything because he documents his life because he's fucking God. And, you know, Taylor also, she filmed her life for a documentary. I get it. These people are filming. It's not like,
yeah.
It's not like it was some covert operation with the FBI.
Totally.
But they did film it and record it. And basically he called her and said, he basically said, I'm going to write the song. I'm going to reference you. How do you feel about it? And Taylor basically was like in the video because Kim Kardashian released the video footage.
I remember
some
that.
Of it yeah. on Snapchat, but not all of it. Some of it.
Right.
Basically, she was like, yeah, that's fine. And like was kind of giggly and like, whatever.
I remember her being like, thank you for including me. Thank you for calling me. I remember that. I remember hearing right. that. Yes.
But then when the song and video came out, Taylor and her people were like, this is misogyny at its worst. He called me a bitch. What the fuck? This is bullshit.
Yeah.
So that's when Kim released the footage on Snapchat to be like, whoa, whoa, whoa. We talked on the phone and she was fine with it. This is such bullshit. Okay. Right. And everybody was like, boo, Taylor, you're a martyr. You're a victim. You're so full of shit. You know, you act like you're so innocent. And then... like you were in on it the whole time. Like that's so manipulative, which I get. So Taylor kind of, that's when she went into hiding.
Yes.
And she like,
I watched
took
the documentary.
Break.
Yeah.
And that's okay. So that's what the whole Miss Americana is all about. Mm-hmm. And that was just kind of that. And she didn't even address it. The Kanye thing really in yeah. the Miss Americana with like the famous video.
Right.
So that was done. And like literally a week or two ago, this fucking footage leaks. So Kim released like portions of the phone call, but somebody, I think it's Kris Jenner, just to promote Keeping Up with the Kardashians, released it in its entirety. And when it was released, basically what happened was it vindicated and validated everything that Taylor said. And 4 years later, and basically it was like, whoa, 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 whoa. So Kanye he says to Taylor on the phone that like, I'm going to reference wanting to have sex with you. And she was like, LOL, okay. But what happened was he ended up saying that bitch is famous because of me. And like, I think we might still have sex. So he talked about the sex part with her, but he didn't talk about I made that bitch famous, calling her a bitch and taking credit for her career. So that's what she was upset about when she came out 4 years ago. And now it's like, oh, that's what Taylor is talking about. So he didn't talk about that part with her. He didn't, it wasn't a part of it.
Okay.
So now everyone's coming down on Kim being like, yo, you're the manipulative one. 4 years ago, we thought you were posting everything. You posted edited versions of things. And she's like, no, guys. So she went on Twitter and she like spiraled.
I read that. I actually did go and look that up. Yes.
And she was like, I didn't edit it. I just shared small bits and pieces to be concise to get to the point so I could prove my point. Bitch, that's editing.
Okay. All right. But why? So your theory is that Kris Jenner leaked this?
Yes. This is my
theory. To make her daughter look bad for ratings?
No, to get hype up for the next upcoming season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Isn't it coming out soon?
Tonight.
There you go. there you go.
Tonight.
And so that people are like, oh yeah, we forgot about that bitch, Kim. Plus, Kim's been fighting with her sister. So like the girls have to be villains on their own at some point anyway. So Chris is just like, blah, blonk. Blonk, okay. Perfect release. That's my theory. What do you think?
Why are we skating over the fact that Kanye West said in his song, I think we might still have sex, like he's married? Why would he say that? Like, to me, that's that. I would rather be called a bitch any day than have someone
I don't think she cared
about
that he called her a bitch. I think she cared that he said, I made that bitch famous.
Oh, okay.
Like taking credit for her fame for what he did.
But like, wouldn't you be annoyed if someone said, I think we might still have sex? Like that's what would really bother me.
Yeah.
I'd like, be all Kanye. Who do you think you fucking are? Like, you're married. Like, why is Kim okay with that? Why was Kim okay with that song?
Close your legs to married men. NeNe Leakes said it best.
I don't understand. Like when he was like, hey, I think this is a good idea. What if I say, I think I might still have sex with Taylor Swift? She's like, love it. I'm going to Snapchat it. Like, how did that conversation go down? Was there like any pushback? Was she like, that's interesting. What makes you say that?
Sometimes I feel like in the morning, did you watch Dirty John?
Yes, I did actually. And I listened to that podcast.
Okay. Sometimes I think that Kanye West in the morning, he like wakes up Kim Kardashian with like a delicious smoothie that he puts tranquilizers in.
Okay.
And then he wraps her body up in saran wrap because that's how he makes Yeezy clothes. And then he dresses her like a doll all day long. And then she's like a human for a couple of hours. But he gets her to sign all sorts of shit when she's like kind of in a coma state.
Right.
And that's how their relationship works.
I love the theory. I'd love to explore that more.
That's just my opinion. I want to be clear.
Okay.
That's not, I have no facts to support that. That's just what I,
there,
that's
there
my,
are no facts to support that Kanye wraps Kim in saran wrap and tranquilizes her.
Well, the tranquilizing, there's no facts, but actually there's photographic evidence of him wrapping her in cellophane wrap. So
is there really?
It's called street style. It's when she's in New York City.
That's true.
And they leave their hotel.
That's true.
But I'm honestly here for his saran wrap clothes. I think they're fabulous.
Really?
I do like them. I do.
I'm just thankful to the Kardashians for making sweatpants cool again, because I'm really enjoying that life.
You know, you are really thriving. First of all, I have not seen Stassi not in her own merch in like the last 6 months.
Well, my whole plan was just to wear my sweatshirts throughout the bus tour, like sweatshirts and sweatpants, wearing my own merch. And then now that I'm quarantined, still wearing my own merch, just 24/7. I mean, but my merch is really comfortable. So like,
Your merch isn't just comfortable. It's fucking so well made and so designed. I'm going to give a massive plug for your merch. Can people get it?
Yeah. StassiSchroeder.com.
Wait, I really want, and I'm going to buy it. That's how much I support your ass. I'm going to fucking buy the ranch bottle one because I'm here for it. But here's the thing. We live in a world right now where there's two kind of girls, two kind of women. Women who fucking look dope as shit in sweatpants and women who look like lesbian physical education teachers in sweatpants. I am of the latter. I cannot save my life.
This is the trick. You gotta have your hair and makeup did to look cute.
That's real?
That's literally, I feel like, what it is.
No, you also have to have skinny legs. You do.
No, because the sweatpants cover it up. Everything's just covered up. It's like one big fucking bag.
I don't think you get it. I wear sweatpants and they look like leggings on me.
Okay. All right. All right.
I need help. I really, because I want to rock this trend and I have so much good merch of yours. That was the thing, is you were always like, no one wears my merch, like in the video we did for the last tour. Mm-hmm. I would wear your merch if I look like you in it. Bitch.
I know you don't like
what I mean to myself.
I'm going to, yeah, I just don't understand you.
She's not here for it.
I'm not here for it. No, I don't understand your brain.
Me neither.
I wish you were here so we could like drink together.
I know. I want Aperol Spritz with you so bad. I think you get me in the mood to drink, girl. I feel like I got to start drinking. You know what we should do? We should, after we're done with the podcast, we should FaceTime each other and rewatch Tiger King.
Oh, I mean, okay. Why isn't Carol in jail? Like, no, like, I'm like really concerned, and I feel like it's my duty as a U.S. citizen to protect everyone else in this country and start a petition to get her in prison because she killed her husband. Okay. Like, there's literally like no way around that. Like,
okay, you said it here first. Stassi Schroeder, I'm serious. Listen, you have plenty of time. You could start this petition.
This could be my, I could change the world with this. We like, people need protection from her.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think, and also like, justice needs to be served. You know, like, you have to be held accountable for your actions, especially when you kill your ex-husband and take all his money.
Yes.
And like, that's a thing you can do. Nobody told me that when I was married.
Also, I was just like, God, yeah, I've been thinking. I'm like, God, I had all these ideas.
I'm so jealous of her.
I know.
She's so smart.
So smart.
Like, how'd you figure it out?
And like, I need to get a meat grinder. How have I never thought of that? You know what I mean? Like, that's
and
so...
I love when they brought it up, she's like, the meat grinder? You're going to put a person in a meat grinder? It's like, bitch, that's exactly
what
it's for.
That's literally what it's for. Like, you chop him up into small bits and put him in the meat grinder. That's like literally like how you do it. Like, it's so, now I know how to murder someone. Fuck the ice pick. Fuck any idea or whatever that's out there. You need a meat grinder. And you just need to feed them to your
sanctuary
or just feed them to your dogs or something. Like, I don't know, just some animal that's like willing to eat it. Like, you know, just, but a meat grinder is where it's at. Like, I can't believe I haven't thought of that before. I'm annoyed with myself. But yeah, she like 100% fucking killed him. And this is just insane. It's
crazy. Let's sign a petition for the police department in her town to have to reopen the case.
Yeah.
And have to do a proper investigation. Maybe we can hire can you hire private detectives?
I don't know. I don't know if I can afford that right now. I don't know that I can afford to start a petition. I don't know that I can afford to hire a detective or how that works. But like, I'm sorry. I knew that Carol murdered her husband the second that they brought it up on camera and she like giggled. Like, because this is the thing. His body was never found. So like, I'm putting myself in somebody's shoes whose significant other went missing. If Beau went missing, even if it was 5 years ago, I would never fully get over it because I'd be like, he's still out there. Like, he's still out there. Like, he could be like fucking kidnapped in a fucking cult. Like, there's like, he's still out there somewhere. I wouldn't be able to make a joke about it just yet because I would have all of this hope. Do you know what
and
I mean?
Also, yes. Also in the paper, in his will, when it
oh,
said.
Oh yeah. When it's or disappearance.
Or disappearance.
Or disappearance. I'm like.
When someone's deceased or passed on or dead or whatever word you want to use in a will. No will says disappearance.
It's just, it's too hard. You can't, do you know how, it's almost impossible to charge somebody with murder without a body, Taylor. That's what it is. And she had a fucking meat grinder. So it's like.
Okay. Let's play fuck, marry, kill.
No.
Yes. Okay. With the amazing, I'm going to call them stars, co-stars.
Okay.
Of Tiger King.
Okay.
Fuck, marry, kill. Carol Baskin. Mm-hmm. Joe Dirt. I'm just kidding. Joe Exotic. Uh-huh. Or Doc, what was his name? Doc Antone or whatever?
The one with a lot of wives. Okay. 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 Okay.
The guy with the flavor saver. 100%.
This one's actually easy, which it shouldn't be easy, but it is. Definitely kill Carol Baskin. Like 100%. Kill her. definitely marry Joe Exotic. Like, yes, he's a terrible person. Horrific, but like at least entertaining. Do you know what I mean? Like, he'd entertain me a tad. And I would just bang it out quickly with Doc, who like really just quickly close my fucking eyes, vomit after, and just be done with it. God, they're all so gross. They're all like so horrible.
I'm gonna say they're so gross. They're so gross. And I will say this documentary is not a good look for cat people. Because if you're a cat person and you're normal,
yeah.
And I don't mean household cats. I mean big cat people.
Yeah. Like Bo just went to the zoo when we were in Columbus.
Oh
to
my
see.
God, Bo a cat person?
No, Bo's
a big cat person.
No, he loves animals. So like, and he wanted to go see the. I think they were like bobcats or whatever that were named after us. And so like he was playing with all of these like baby big cats or whatever. And I'm like, this is so weird to watch. Like you were just at a zoo, like is this okay that you were just at a zoo? I'm like, is it okay that I go to zoos? I don't know. Are zoos okay now? I don't know.
State run zoos are considered technically okay. Like, I'm sure PETA would be like, no, but you know, PETA's PETA. But I love animals, but PETA, you know, makes me want to do something bad in front of their headquarters because I want to be like, fuck you, PETA. I don't know why. PETA's just, they're so extreme. Like, they really do good work. Like, I don't know what my issue is with PETA. I think they just, like, they just go so hard. They're so hardcore that it makes me want to just, like, revolt.
I think it's, I love animals. Like the members of PETA. There are a lot of extreme members that just do, you know,
my favorite scene ever in Sex and the City is when they walk out of the fashion show in the first movie and those women throw paint on Samantha and they go, murder!
Of course I remember that. We watch these movies every time we're around each other.
I'm so sorry to question you.
God damn it.
Do you miss me so much?
So much.
Really swearsy?
No.
You're not like secretly thrilled that the tour's no longer going on, so you don't have to be with me?
No. I want to go back. I feel like I've been ripped from my child. This sucks.
Who's the child? Am I the mom and you're the baby, or am I the baby and you're the mom?
I feel like you're the mom and I'm the baby.
Thank you. I feel like you're the mom.
Really?
Okay. You're more successful.
Well, I just feel like you guys take care of me. You make sure my drinks are filled.
Oh, that's true. No, that's
called an assistant. You, you're like, are you hungry? Do you need anything? Like,
I am very attentive. Anyway, I have to just really quickly say about Joe Exotic. Like, I really like him. And I think, like, you can have a petition for Carol, but I want a petition for Joe to get him out of jail. It's not fucking fair. Like, the government, the FBI, I judge you so hard. Like, listen, Joe's a dirtbag. He really is. But, like, out of all of the dirtbags in the big cat world, he's the best dirtbag there is.
Yeah.
Yes, I know he killed those five tigers, and that's bad.
Awful. It's awful. Yeah, it's okay.
He should serve time for that.
Yes.
But he should not be serving time for, like, hiring a hit on Carol. That's crazy. He's really stupid. He was Jedi mind tricked by Jeff and the chubby guy with the long red hair. Like, those guys are con men.
Yeah.
And the government, the government, like, aligned themselves with the wrong peeps. I feel like Joe, they're all bad. But Joe, out of all of them, is the least bad. Like, Doc's a monster. When Doc was like, you would hire a hitman for $3,000? It's got to be at least $50,000 or $100,000. I want to be like, Doc, how many people have you fucking had hired to be killed?
Yeah.
Like, a lot. Because he knew way too much about it.
I know. I completely fucking agree. I completely agree. Joe Exotic is, like,
justice
the lesser of
Joe.
All evils. But, like, he's
justice
still evil.
For Joe. Justice for Joe.
Justice
get
for
him
Joe.
Out of jail. First of all,
I'm not getting him out of jail. I'm getting Carol in jail. That's
fine. Get Carol in and get him out. I feel like also he needs us to send him, like, some sort of hair care products because his hair looks so sad in those phone calls.
Yeah.
His mullet is struggling.
Yeah, it really truly is.
I don't know. It's a gay thing. I love that he was, like, out and proud and in a world, in an industry that, like, doesn't seem very gay friendly at all.
I felt like that industry seemed gay friendly. Everyone was like, okay with it. I'm like, I love this.
No,
everyone's so accepting.
It was orgy friendly.
Okay. Well,
in the man's favor.
Yeah, that's true.
No, Doc is running, in my opinion, a sex cult, and he is the king head honcho.
Absolutely. That's disturbing shit. Yeah.
But, like, Joe, like, yeah, he got straight men to marry him, but it was their choice.
Yeah.
So what if he?
I mean, I don't know.
So what if he exploited their addiction to methamphetamine? So what? He bought them toys.
Oh my God, where are we? What's happening?
That's fun. Fun times with Stassi and Tate.
Good times,
Stassi. I love you. Thank you for coming on the show.
Love you too. Thanks
for
doing this.
What a fun podcast swap. Oh my God, thank you for doing this. No, really, thank you.
Thank you.
No, thank you. Follow Stassi Schroeder at Stassi Schroeder.
Yeah, if you haven't listened, we just did my podcast. It came out now that, just go look it up. I just did a podcast with Taylor. It's out there.
Yeah, we did a swap. Mine came second, so Stassi's was first. So if you want to hear the first part of this and you missed it, definitely go listen to it. And yeah, I mean, I guess I'll see you in a little bit. Let's get some Aperol spritzes flowing. And oh my God, I have no Aperol.
That sucks. I don't know what to tell you.
I should have hoarded it. Unlike the crappy toilet paper I did.
I hoarded. Yeah, I didn't hoard toilet paper. I hoarded Aperol. So there's that.
That's allowed. That's allowed. You guys, that's it for us this week. Make sure to also check out Stassi's podcast. It's called Straight Up with Stassi. And buy her fucking merch. It's the fucking best. Go to StassiShorter.com.
Whoop, whoop.
That's it for us this week. Bye, guys. Make sure to rate, review, and subscribe. Love you, mean it. Be back next week. Bye, girl. Bye.